Good morning. Let's get ready for the Kenny Hodges Postal Podcast. Good morning. I am your podcaster, Ken Hodges, always bringing you cutting-edge information with regards to the United States Postal Service. I have a special message this morning for new employees. Good morning to all the new employees in Columbus, Ohio. This one's for you. Listen, first I want to start off by saying to you, I am more than certain that your initial introduction to the United States Postal Service as viewed from Columbus, Ohio, is probably nothing short than dismal. And I know that sounds pretty hard for me to say, but if you're a new employee in Columbus, just think about it. You are new to the organization, and I'm rather certain that if I sat down and asked you, is there any organization to what you do? Let's just make that rhetorical. And I want to say, on behalf of that SDO, I'm always a champion for that SDO, I'm sorry, because I understand what it is they're being asked to do and the unfair resources that they're given to get it done. Thereby, the Postal Service overextends that SDO's managerial span of control, thereby forcing a culminating point that results in a not productively pleasant work environment. And I'd like to be able to say to you that it's going to get better, but I've been there about 38 years, and it's pretty much going to stay the same. You know, that's the hard reality. Hopefully, there's a new energy that this new postal employee will bring to the work area to shake some things up. But right now, everybody seems to be comfortable, business as usual. And I want to say to the new employee, if you take the time to read your contract, read your local memorandum of understandings, you will find that business as usual is not real good business when it pertains to you as an employee. You're not going to see that in the work area. You're not going to hear that because most of the people you work with have been there for some time, and here's a sad, sad reality. They've become comfortable with things not being correct, so comfortable that they compartmentalize it to say, well, that's bad, but it's not as bad as something else. And to that new employee, please do not allow yourself to get roped into that thought process. The Postal Service negotiates a contract. That contract is negotiated by the national unions and the Postal Service. That is a document that should be maintained, or in other words, the Post Office should stay in compliance, should always be in compliance, but you're going to find that that's not the case. And most employees, again, have become so comfortable that we say, well, that's bad, but okay, it's not as bad as this. Don't allow yourself to be that way. I motivate you, I encourage you to pick up your contract and understand what's taking place in your work environment. And I'm going to tell you right now, When you pick up that contract and begin to read it and understand it, watch how far from center we actually operate on a day-to-day basis. To that new employee, let me just talk to you for a minute. Or as we used to say back in the day, can I get a rap? Let me get a rap for a minute. You got to understand that right now, as you start your career with the post office, whether it's whatever 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, retirement, whatever it may be, as you come into the organization is downsizing on a lot of its mail processing equipment. Now, you being that new MHA, you know, in all honesty, happy to be working 50, 60 hours a week, because I would be. But you hear about mail processing equipment leaving, and at this stage in your career, you're not really looking at a larger picture. And that is, what are they going to do with those employees from mail processing? Well, let me just tell you something. And again, this is solely based on my postal knowledge through many years in the Postal Service. If it continues to go in the direction that it's going, meaning we're losing more and more letter mail, parcels are still increasing. But as that letter mail decreases, they have less and less need for clerks. Now, I'm going to tell you, hear me if you want to, regular clerks will not be let go or terminated before there's some kind of agreement that's going to affect the MHA standing. Just know that. And I'm talking down the road, if we continue this trend of losing letters and magazines. Again, I'm just trying to talk to you because I'm certain no one else is having this conversation with you. So what's going to happen is the post office is now going to go to what they call planning, which is actually going to be reaction mode. And you're going to see schedules changed. Now you're going to hear to that MHA or that PSC. Now you're going to hear such, and I'm not laughing at it, but I'm just saying this is what you're going to hear, that phrase, you're a PSE, you're an MHA. Now they're going to introduce you to the flexibility that comes with that title. How do you combat that? Well, I'm not really certain, but I do know it's going to take a strong union, no matter what side of the aisle you're fighting on, to make sure this doesn't happen at a pace that's going to disrupt everybody's lives. Because again, I understand if you are an MHA on tour two, if that's where you are, that's where you are. For me to now take you from tour two to tour three or tour one, that might be a major life change. So the post office historically, and as you know, I'm always willing to be proven wrong on this, historically, don't give a whole lot of consideration to that. They put pen to paper, come up with this pie in the sky idea, and then they just kind of move people around. So to those MHAs, PSEs, I'm saying, just understand that that's very possible. And, you know, try to be as flexible as you can. But if it becomes a hardship for you, then you have to seek your union. And APWU, you got a fighting chance, but... No, I'm not even going to say that. I'm not going to go there on Local 304. hold on. Let me have a moment of silence because I wanted to get ill just for a second, but I'm not going to. But I will give you this one bit of trivia with respect to Local 304. Did you know that your current local president, since being fully retired from the Postal Service, has been paid over $1 million in mail handler funds? I just wanted to share that interesting fact with you. Let's get back to the podcast. And now, if I might address the PSEs. Now, you are probably going to be affected first because, again, as they're taking out DBs, delivery barcode sorters and flat sorters. So what you really want to be aware of, and again, you're only going to become aware if you read your contract. You don't want to have your hours reduced so that the post office can still run one person on a barcode sorter. See, you have to know that. And I understand that the post office wants to reduce hours because their mail volume, is being reduced, and they need to show that correlation between less mail, less work hours. But be very mindful that that barcode sorter is designed to run with two mail processors. I know you've become very proficient running it by yourself, but with the elimination of several delivery barcode sorters, that should give the post office a better opportunity to actually staff the machines properly. So there may be an upside to some of those machines leaving. But you have to be aware of that. And if you require more information on that, see your stewards. They should be more than happy to explain that. And if you are aware of it, when your hours are reduced and you notice the reduction is because one person is running a machine, that gives you a valid reason to talk to your union representative. You know, that's just my point of view on this item or this subject. But see, I believe right now, this is when unions should be very active, instructing their members on what jobs belong to their crafts and being very proactive with getting members to understand that it's very important that you know if a different craft is performing your work, that you have to be diligent in reporting it. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge, giving it to you as I see it. Again, you can take it or leave it. I hope you take it, and I hope you telephone and tell a friend that the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast, oh, it's on again. Have a great day. I'll talk to you later.